Hey there, folks, and welcome to a almost special episode of Eddie and His Amazing Friends, the Hero Cast. I say almost because we are episode 199, 1 week away from the big 200. Hope you get your champagne ready. Start popping that. But today, well, let's just say today I am glad that I'm glad that the number 200 did not fall on this movie. So, but first, before we get into that, let me get these out of the way. You can follow me on Twitter at EC_Hero, EC HeroCast on Instagram, or my own personal account, EddieC85 on Twitter, EddyC85 on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. So, today we are... Actually, before we get into it, there's something I want to discuss. Two things I want to discuss, actually. First things first. Episode 3 of X-Men 97 was sensational. Just unbelievably great. I read the Dante's Inferno thing. The library had it. And I remember just sitting down to read it one day in the library. And I read, like, the whole thing. It was great. And I love Dante's Inferno. It's my favorite book. No, I have not read the full, like, 1,200-page book. I've read, like, a condensed version that was, like, 250 or something like that. So, yeah. It's my favorite book. But, like, also, I haven't read the whole thing. So, but, I mean, 1,200 pages. That's a lot, right? I don't think I need to read that. I know the story. So, anyway. Although my favorite book is being displaced, maybe, by a Kim Jong-il production. That's a really great read. But we're not here to discuss books. We're here to discuss movies. But right now we're discussing X-Men 97. I loved the episode. I can't say enough good things about the show, really. And it's doing what... I'm not going to say that the first X-Men show never did. I talked about this last week where there was a lot of one-and-done episodes. But this one, every week, plays into the previous week. Now, X-Men did do that, the original show, but not as much. And this show is definitely doing it. But this show also has blood. It has... look, I'll be honest. The episode that pushed the boundaries the most on the original show was probably in the final season. It was the Mr. Sinister origin story. And, you know, don't get me wrong. It was a great episode, although the final season was bad. But they pushed the limits on that one a lot. They talked about Darwinism on a kid's show. Keep in mind, this aired on Saturday morning for just like kids were supposed to get up and watch it, you know? And they talked about Darwinism. They talked, it was a lot of creepy imagery, you know, it just stuff, but man, nothing compared to what, not that the Dante's Inferno episode where the X-Men go to hell that we just saw, but that was, there's no chance that Fox Kids would have ever greenlit something like that. That had, the imagery was way too scary. I even told a friend of mine, he's got a 3 or 4 year old, something like that. And he's like, yeah, we watched the first two episodes of X-Men. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you how to be a parent. I'm just going to tell you there is some... Maybe you want to screen this episode is all I'm saying. I'm not one to tell someone how to be a parent. I'm just saying, hey, maybe just screen this episode. It's not scary. Like, a normal person would not be scared by it. But, like, a little kid, imagery of hell, that might not be great. But for me, this is fantastic. I love this. This year, man, I'll tell you. I mean, personally, it's a great year for me. But entertainment-wise, it's a great year. I mean, X-Men 97 is here. I mean, Final Fantasy Rebirth is out. I got I'm interested in not one but two wrestling companies. It's like I'm back in 1997 again. It really is, you know? 97, my favorite year, or one of my favorite years. You know, I'm back. I'm back in 97. So, yeah, Loved it. Can't recommend the show enough. I'm almost sad it's only 10 episodes, right? I mean, we only have, what, 7 more weeks of this. That's sad. Because it's so great. Like, I want, like, a 22-episode season, you know? But, man, it's... I'll tell you what, though. Disney is smart in that they have... they're using this to get people excited for X-Men and hyped up. And this is really a great method to do that. So the other thing I wanted to talk about, this is a weird segue. Facebook algorithms. So there's no way to say this, but I have the weirdest Facebook algorithm, and most of the things Facebook thinks I'm interested in, I'm not. So, a couple examples. Facebook seems to really want me to join, and I have no clue where it got this. I understand the other one. I'll get to that. I have no clue where it got this. Facebook seems to think, hey, you know what? You need to join this Flat Earth Society Club. I'm like, I'll read the post and it's like 90% of people making fun of the dummies who think the earth is flat. And I'm like, well, maybe that's why, because it's stupid. And I get, you know, you're making fun of these idiots. Maybe. But I don't know. Like, why would where did this come up in the algorithm? I don't know. The flat earth thing just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, one side has all of the evidence to support that the earth is round or a sphere or whatever the hell you want to say. The other side has no evidence to support that the earth is flat, but yet people are going to believe it anyway because it's like, well, I don't know. People are just going to believe whatever and they're going to, I don't know, just ignore everything. I mean, like, you can go on YouTube right now and look at the earth. It's not hard. So... but it is round. But yeah, I don't know. Facebook will also recommend a lot of wrestling groups to me, which on the surface makes sense. It's like, sure, I understand that. Here's the problem. Like, I'm being kind. 80% of wrestling fans are really dumb. So I don't want to associate with those people. And sometimes I'm even in that 80%, by the way. But I don't want to associate with those people. And yet... a lot of their posts are just really cringy. You know, like, what was one I saw? Not that anyone necessarily would care, but, like, there's some really cringy posts. Like, I saw two today, actually. One was, like, so, like, there's a new slogan that AEW has called, like, we're the best wrestle, which is, whatever, it's a slogan, right? I mean, you can believe it, you cannot believe it, it's just a slogan, right? So, it's fine. I don't, you know, I'm not like a slogan aficionado. But someone made on this group made a big rant about, like, this is not the case. AEW is not where the best wrestle, and neither is New Japan, and neither is WWE. And you know why the best don't wrestle there? Because Kurt Angle is retired. And because Kurt Angle's retired, no one could touch him. And I'm just like, what in the hell kind of weird point are you trying to make? Like, so because this guy's retired, no company can lay claim to the fact that they're the best. That's like saying, oh, well, Tom Brady's retired, so we can't hand out the Super Bowl anymore. It's like, what are you even talking about? Another one was like, this one was very funny. It was like, there's people you can complain about how AEW uses, whether you like them or not. This one I never thought I'd see. It was like, Jake Hager's been in AEW for 5 years and he hasn't done anything. This company doesn't know how to use this guy. I'm like, are we really, really? Jake Hager? That's who we're mad about? Like, not Miro, not Malakai Black, not, I don't know, not Andrade, but, like, Jake Hager, that's who we're mad that they didn't use properly. Like, whatever. So you see why I don't want to join these, because it's just like, what are we even doing? What are we talking about? Jake Hager. Like, seriously? So I don't want to join those. But I understand why Facebook recommends them, but I don't want to join them. There's another one that Facebook recommends. And I gotta say, this one got me. This one I was like, I don't know how you did it, Facebook, but I am interested in this. Have you ever watched these carpet cleaning videos on Facebook? And you might be thinking, who in the hell wants to watch carpet cleaning? I know. But these people have these carpets. I don't know where someone gets a carpet that is like this absolutely muddy. It's like if someone, I don't know, go to like a muddy, go to a field, right? Go to just any field near your house. Wait for it to rain. Not just rain a little bit, but like pouring down rain. Go to the carpet. Get big boots and just start stomping all over the carpet, okay? In the rain, in this muddy field, and then once, and just keep stomping until the rain stops. Then roll up the carpet, and that's what these carpets look like. I don't know where these people get these carpets that are just this absolutely disgusting, but they power wash the hell out of it until it's like brand new, and it's crazy. And I don't know. There's just something about seeing it every time gets a little bit shade lighter and a little bit shade lighter. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. This is awesome. I don't know why. It's stupid, but I enjoy those. So that's my latest obsession, is carpet cleaning videos. But I've run out of things to talk about. We're going to have to talk about Secret Headquarters. Came out August 12th, 2022. The champions in wrestling are all the same. Same as the last 2 weeks. Number one song is different. Break My Soul by Beyonce, who I understand is, what, like a country artist now. So, good for her. So, what was I doing at this time? Let me check. I was doing, oh, the Power Man 5000 concert was in August of 2022. Yeah, I do remember that. That was a really good show. That was a very good show. I recommend him. If you can see him, please do. Especially in a small venue. I think it matters. Like, I don't know if I would have enjoyed Power Man in a big venue. I think concerts are the only, I think concerts are the only thing that can be, like, made better if it's in a smaller venue. But not everyone. Some concerts, I'm like, no, I kind of want to see him in a big venue. But Power Man was good for a small venue. So it made for streaming. Oh, here's my first gripe with this movie. It was made by Paramount Plus. Okay. So you figure it's on Paramount Plus, right? No, it's not on Paramount Plus, even though Paramount Plus is the ones who made it. It's on Amazon, and I had to pay $2 to rent this. So it's like, okay. So no, budget, I don't know. Box office was zero. So it's just streaming. I don't really, whatever. Critics and fans, oh, so close. So close. Critics, 45%. Fans, 44%. Almost. I mean, the history of this movie is, of course, I had none. I didn't know it existed until I just did a bit of a deep dive on movies. I'm like, okay, I'll add this. It's a superhero movie, whatever. There's really only two people worth talking about, and one of them actually isn't even the main character, because the main character is a kid actor, and it's just like, I don't know. He's Percy Jackson in Disney's Percy Jackson the Olympians, if that matters. I mean, he did okay. I actually kind of want to watch that show. But yeah, the kid did okay. But the two main actors I wanted to talk about, there was, our villain, Michael Pena, as Anson Argon, and, yeah, I don't know, Bumbling idiot doesn't even begin to describe this villain. I don't even know if this qualifies for like the year, like the, when we do the next whenever worst best and worst of awards. It's like, can I even include this villain? Like, he was such a joke. Like, that's what he. That's what he did. He was just like a complete joke. He was not supposed to be taken seriously. And that's, you know, that's what they did. He was not taken seriously at all. But Michael Pena is also a comedic actor, so. And then our hero, welcome to the podcast, Owen Wilson as Jack Kincaid, a.k.a. The Guard. Which, by the way, I feel like The Guard is maybe the laziest name of a superhero that we've ever had on the Hero Cast. And I cannot even think of anyone who comes even remotely close to The Guard. I mean, like, I can't even think of, like, who would even come close to having a name as terrible as The Guard? Like, you're The Guard. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, what about The Guardian? I don't know. That's even a little bit better. But The Guard. That's just his name. He's The Guard. So. Anyway, Owen Wilson. Yeah, I did okay. I mean, but it's like, what is he supposed to do? I don't know. This was a goofy movie. Let's just get into it. It's not. Well, I'll get to that. So, Jack and his family, they are out camping with some military jets are shot down, and he drives over to the crash site, and the movie makes a point of showing his Make America Green Again bumper sticker. So, okay, I guess Jack is environmentally conscious? So, anyway, he comes across the crash site, and some Air Force pilot, and it turns out the UFO shot them down, and or they shot it down. I don't know. Who cares? So they come across the UFO, and this orb comes out and goes over to the pilot and says, Guardian denied. And then it goes over to Jack and says, Guardian accepted. Then pairs with them, and then the UFO blows up. So I made a crucial mistake that I usually don't do. Because early on in the movie, I was like, okay, why did this give negative reviews? Because I was like, this is not that bad. I mean, okay, I got to think of this from like a family movie point of view. And I'm like, this is not that bad, because I'm thinking like, okay, we don't have a lot of movies. I mean, like, there are some superheroes that do have kids, you know, like Iron Man has kids, Hawkeye has kids, right? You know, Ant-Man has the daughter. But these aren't normal everyday people. Like, Tony Stark is a billionaire. You know, Ant-Man, you know, he's a former criminal. So I would not, you know, he's a felon. He's an escape. No, he didn't escape from prison, but he was let out after however many years. So, I wouldn't say someone who's been to prison is a normal person, right? And Hawkeye, I mean, he's never even had his own movie, so I'm going to not even talk about that. But, I was like, okay, we've never, other than like Mr. Incredible, but Mr. Incredible and his whole family were superheroes. I'm like, okay, other than Mr. Incredible, has there ever been like a superhero that was also just like a normal everyday dad that had like a normal job, right? And his kids didn't know that he was a superhero. And I'm trying to think, and I'm like, nothing's really coming to my mind. I mean, I know some, like, I know eventually some of these characters get kids, but like in the movies, we've never seen, you know, Superman with children. We've never seen Batman with children. We've never seen you know, Wolverine with children, or like I said, Iron Man has a daughter, but like she's not in the movie that much, you know. Spider-Man doesn't have kids, so you know what I mean. I'm like, okay, this isn't that bad of a premise. Like, I don't hate this premise. It's not. It's something different. And then I quickly realized why this movie got such negative reviews. So anyway, the opening credits happen, and we see there's news footage of the guard being a superhero, and he's helping the world. The airline pilot, he has a podcast about UFOs now. Anyway, Charlie, Jack's son, is in middle school. He's not super popular. He's in Little League. He gets drilled by a line drive. He's a pitcher. And then the guy at the, you know, up to bat, nails the ball, nails him right in the chest. So there's also a new girl in school, Maya. And, of course, that's going to be our love interest. So, seems in the meantime, though, Jack and his wife are divorced. So, the wife drops Charlie off at Jack's house for his birthday. Jack, they're playing Wii. He got him a Wii for his birthday. But Jack has to abandon the evening to take care of work. Jack says when he comes back, he'll explain everything. But he's like, his son is like, no, I think you're just a crappy dad. That's all your ex have to say. And it's like, okay, again. I'm like, that's not a bad setup for a movie. A normal everyday dad gets superpowers, and then he doesn't tell his son about it. So, you know, eventually he will, but like, you know, it kind of drives a wedge in between them or whatever. So yeah, I'm like, all right, that's not the worst premise for a movie that I've ever heard. So, unfortunately, that's where it ends. So, Charlie calls his friends to come over, because he calls someone, and he Jack thinks he's calling his mom, but he's really calling his friends. He calls his friends to have him come over. His friends come by, and actually, this was kind of fun. We see that Charlie's birthday is April 7th, which is my birthday, which is less than a week away. So, happy early birthday to me. Anyway, they accidentally discover his dad's secret headquarters. Roll credits. And they put together that Charlie's dad is the guard, although Charlie thinks he just works for him because he just sees the worst in his dad, I guess. Elsewhere, this guy, Ansel Argon, who we later saw, or earlier saw in the news, he's talking about some power supply, and he and Sean Irons, the pilot from the beginning of the movie, they are plotting to stop the guard and find the source of his power. So back at the secret headquarters, all the kids mess around with all the equipment and the weapons, and they take the stuff to school. They let them do better in sports and taking tests, and you know, hijinks ensue. It's all the wackiness. So they steal Jack's van, which now has like these rocket power, you know, jet engines or whatever, and they're outrunning the police, and haha. So with all this activity, Argon is able to detect all this happening, and he's able to track where, you know, the secret headquarters is. So he sends his team, well, Irons and his team, to go after them. So the team catches, they go upstairs. There's like two other friends that stop by. Irons captures them, and Charlie brings them the power. He's like, oh, bring me the power source or else I'll kill your friends. So he brings them. Meanwhile, on his mission to Japan, the guard realizes Charlie isn't with his mom. He is back at his house with his friends, and the people have invaded the house. So, meanwhile, Charlie has captured Argon and proposes a trade. So he captures Argon, our main villain, who gets captured immediately. Keep that in mind. And his friends, who were also captured, he proposes a trade. And he's like, you let my friends go, and I'll let your boss go. Of course, it's a double cross. And of course, the kids take out the bad guys with their gadgets. This is where the movie gets very Home Alone-ish, except they have superpowers. So there you go. That's the best way I can describe it. So Jack, a.k.a. the guard, finally shows up at an hour and 9 minutes into the movie. We finally see the main superhero of the movie in his costume, minus his helmet, doing hero stuff. I don't know. That feels like that could be a record. Although the Fantastic Four, the first one, that took a while too. But the suit then loses power and only has gloves. Turns out Argon now has a suit because Jack had multiple suits in the secret headquarters. But the power source is in a locker at school. There's like a teleporting device where it's like, you put the device, which is like a little metal ring, you put it somewhere, and then you put the other ring one the other place. You could reach into one ring. It's like a portal, you know. So, like I said, Argon has the new suit. The power source is at the locker. And they're like, okay, well, let's go to the school and find it. The villains say that. And then they leave our heroes and the kids there. And the headquarters, the secret headquarters, sorry, is rigged to blow up. But, of course, they stop the explosion with 1 second left. Oh, what luck. So Argon makes it to the school to find the source. And one of the... This is... You want to know an example of, like, how worthless this villain is? Argon makes it to the school. He's still dressed as a guard. And he says he's in costume, even though the school's having a dance. It's just like a Saturday night, and they're doing a school dance. Even though it's not a Halloween costume, the teacher's just like, oh yeah, he's in costume. Sure, that's what people do. They just walk around in costumes. So, the teacher comes up, and she notices, I mean, to her credit, she does figure out that he's lying, but she gets the power source, and she's like, is this what you're looking for? And he's like, yes, that is it. Now hand it over. And she's like, well, next time... try to be more convincing, because he had like a cut on his forehead, and he said it was makeup and it was blood, and then she poked at it, and he's like, ow, and then she just runs with the power source, and he's like, oh, I gotta get that teacher. It's like, you're being bested by this old lady. That's where we're at. This is how threatening the villain is that he's being bested by this old lady. So anyway, Jack makes it to the school at the same time. They have a face-off at the school dance, but Argon is beating up Jack, who has no powers. Jack gets the power source and becomes the guard. They fight in the hall. Argon has to take a drink from the drinking fountain, and he makes him pause. He's like, pause, I gotta take a drink. That's kind of funny, but also, I don't know. Of course, the guard wins with the help of Charlie by sending Argon to another dimension with this grenade thing. So then Charlie then asks Maya to dance, and I guess Maya used to go to the school, and she's like, hey, remember when we had a chance to kiss and you chickened out? And he's like, I'm not going to do it again. So that's what he does. He kisses her. Charlie and Jack then go camping, and on the trip, they get called to duty. Irons did a face turn at some point in the secret headquarters, if you care. So Irons is now on their side, and he's assigned them a new mission. And Jack and Charlie are now the new guards. Then we get a what are they up to moment in the credits. A lot of these are the friends I didn't talk about, because, quite honestly, who cares? So Irons is the first one. Of course, he works for Mission Control, where the guard is still for the guard, and still hosts his popular UFO podcast. Berger was one of the friends. He was one of the friends that got kidnapped early. He becomes a vegan for ethical reasons. Okay. And performs under the name DJ Impossible Burger. Actually, that was... No, I take that back. Berger was one of the friends that was invited to the secret headquarters initially. His brother, Big Mac... We're getting into him now. Big Mac and Lizzie are still dating and discussing plans for their first kiss. That's like the big thing where it's like she won't kiss him, and like they show a text where it's like, how about July 4th? And Big Mac's like, yeah, okay. She's like, July 4th, 2028. And then Big Mac sends this frowning emoji. It's like, okay, I don't, what are we doing? So then it says, Maya is rumored to be interning for the CIA. Hmm, okay. The Kincaid family is now happily working together. They all wear fanny packs now. I guess the Jack and his wife got back together? I don't know. They mentioned why they split. I didn't write it down, because who cares? And it says, Argon is alive and well, but trapped in another dimension. And then they show him ranting about swamp ass in his suit, because it's very hot. And then end credits, roll credits, whatever. So that was Secret Headquarters. This sucked. And it sucks because it's like, this had potential. It's like I said, the suburban dad getting superpowers. Okay, that's not a bad premise. I still feel like that's a decent premise. And you had Owen Wilson, who, I mean, come on. Owen Wilson's a, he's a pretty famous actor. Like, this is what you give him? Really? So, he's not even in most of the movie. He misses the... And my review was quick, but it's like... You want to know why the review was quick? Because I can only... do you want me to sit here and recap? All the ways... All the hijinks where the kids beat up the henchmen. They use the thing where they... It's like a glove that... It's like a glove that shoots out electricity, that the electricity is able to grab things and move it around or whatever. It's like a magnet or something. Do you want me to talk about how they did that and how they pants somebody? No, you guys don't care about that. And I don't really care to type it out and read it. So that's Secret Headquarters. Like I said, it had a decent premise, but then it's like, no, we don't want to be a superhero movie. Instead, we're going to be a Home Alone style movie. It's like, okay, I don't get you, movie. I didn't get it. It's funny too, because, I'm looking at Wikipedia, it's 104 minutes. So you're like, oh, at least it's a quick watch. No, this felt like a long 2 hours. It did not even feel like 104 minutes. That's what sucks. So yeah, I did not enjoy this. It's you barely get any superhero action in the movie, and then when you do, it's pretty lame. There were some things that were kind of funny, I guess, but this was bad. This was bad, and this is a 2.5 out of 10. Like I said. You had Owen Wilson, right? Famous actor, A-lister. And again, I'm kind of frustrated because the premise is actually... I wish somebody would take this premise of a suburban dad who's just I coach my kid's little league team and, whatever. I wish they would take that premise and actually do this movie, but do it good. I don't know. And not be oh, we're going to have the bulk of the movie is going to be the kids in the secret headquarters where the bad guys come in, and instead we're just going to use hijinks and beat them up that way. No, that I'm out on that. Show it from the dad's point of view where he's being a superhero and he at the same time, it's hurting his relationship with his son. That's kind of a good premise for a movie. Maybe it's just a family movie, which is not necessarily me being the target audience, but that's okay. But, this is a 2.5. No good. But next week, we have a guest. I hope. He's agreed. I've agreed. Everything seems to be working. We'll see. Schedules sometimes can get tricky. But next week, for the 200th episode... is Dragon Ball Super Superhero. And I was wrong. I thought last week, this movie, Secret Headquarters, would be the last movie I had to pay for. No. As of now, it is Dragon Ball Superhero, which you can watch on Crunchyroll, or Amazon Prime. You can rent that, which I will have to do because I don't have Crunchyroll. So, I believe Crunchyroll, that's the debut of me saying Crunchyroll on this. So, there you go. But yeah, we were hitting 200 next week. And we still got a few more of 2022 to go. But yeah, that's the deal. I think I'm going to get out of here on a quote from Jack Kincaid, the guard. You may have the suit, but you don't have the swagger.